Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Tailored for Success with yours truly, Sharice Taylor. I am your Win at Work coach, your Win in Life coach. And today I'm talking about a message that's so near and dear to me, and it's been one, a positive message that I have continued to promote. For the 8 years that I've been in business, I've founded Tailored For You Enterprises in July of 2012, and the goal has always been to serve, support, empower, and educate people so that they can live a life of excellence within the workplace and within their businesses. And so this particular topic is that of competition. Competition, because as an entrepreneur, and I hear it as an employee as well, I hear all the time your competition, how to, you know, have the slight edge of, you know, over your competition. And at the time of this recording, we're in June of the year 2020. And there's a lot going on in the world. We're dealing with a health pandemic with the coronavirus. We're dealing with, you know, nearly 50 million Americans unemployed. Iffy future for many people financially. Lots of job seekers. Lots of entrepreneurs who are who have either lost their businesses or are trying to hold on to their businesses through this very uncertain time. And we have people who are trying to start businesses, you know, because they've been furloughed, because they've lost their jobs, or whatever the case may be. And people trying to give themselves the slight edge on their jobs. And you're thinking about competition. Well, I want to state this. It's not that you, especially as a job seeker, that you don't have competition. You have other people, of course, sometimes hundreds of others vying for one particular position. And so it is very important that you put in the time, put in the work to make sure that you are sharing your shine the best that you possibly can. So that is true. If you are a business owner or an aspiring business owner, yes, you definitely need to be aware of the landscape, as I say, and know, you know, who else is in your lane, who else is on your street, in your neighborhood doing what you do. That's called wisdom. That's called being smart. If you were going to get into franchising, let's say, and you wanted to put up a McDonald's or a Walgreens, a CVS type of drugstore, you would want to assess, you know, who's already there, who's already on the block, who already, you know, how many McDonald's are there, how far apart are they, you know. But there's a lot of research that you want to do before you establish that. And so that's true. At work, you know, who's on deck, what's going on. Sharing your shine to the best of your ability is the most important thing. But here's what I want you to take into account. You, the man, the woman in the mirror, you are really, truly your only competition for real. Okay? It's not that as an employee or as an entrepreneur that you don't have colleagues and other people who are vying for the same job or who are doing the same type of business that you're doing. We understand that, right? But when you get down to the bare bones of the thing, you are truly your only competition. How hard are you going to work at bettering yourself, at marketing yourself better, at knowing your niche, knowing your profession to the best of your ability? When you do that, when you make that your focus, becoming the very best at what you do, let me tell you, there is no competition, really. Okay? You know, it's do the work. Roll your sleeves up and do the work on you, on improving who you are. So I want to talk about a couple of things. I want to talk about focus, and I want to talk about jealousy, okay? Because they come into play with it when we talk about competition, and they can come into play if we're not careful. And let me say this about feelings and emotions and things that come up. Always acknowledge them and learn what you can from them. Ask yourself some questions. Do some self-coaching, call it, okay? And say, wow, that's interesting that that came up for me. What is that about? Do a little bit of digging. A lot of times things come up and we don't address them. And we don't do the dig, as I like to say, and really, really talk about why am I feeling this way? Why is this emotion or this feeling, why are these thoughts coming up for me? Peel back the layers and figure out what's going on. But the first thing that I want to recommend that everyone listening to this particular podcast would do is to understand your unique gifts, talents, and abilities. Because again, everyone, you guys know the drill, everyone has something unique, distinct, and wonderful that they have been placed on the planet to do. Everyone has a purpose on the planet and a unique thing to do. There may be gobs of coaches out here. I know for me as a coach, as a trainer, as a speaker, as a consultant, I know that there are hundreds, thousands of other coaches who have probably my same niche audience, same target audience. But you know what? They're not me. I'm not them. We all have our unique experience, personality, and perspective. And we're all going to show up, you know, to the marketplace differently. And because of that, those unique, distinct qualities that we all have, we're going to appeal to different people. There's enough people on the planet to buy your products and or services that you don't really, I don't worry about, you know, promoting or encouraging a different coach or another speaker or another trainer. I don't worry about that because there's enough business for all of us to do our thing. It's not, you know, putting somebody else on and promoting someone else. You know, celebrating someone else's shine does not take away from mine. Celebrating someone else's shine does not take away from mine. I still shine as Sharice Taylor. Okay? So, you know, that's the first thing I want to encourage you to do. Understand your unique gifts, talents, and abilities. Stay plugged into your passions, your purpose. Get busy pursuing your unique path. And when you're doing that, my friends, you just don't have time to really care about what Sally Sue, Jimmy Jack Joe, and whoever. you don't have the time or the energy to really focus on what other people are doing. It's when those feelings of I'm intimidated, I am jealous, envious, you got to take a look at where that's rooted in. Here's the thing. When I see other people's success, it is reinforcement for me. You know, if someone is, you know, has a launch or gets a big speaking gig or, you know, says they're selling out their group coaching program or whatever it is that they have in their business, I am inspired and encouraged. I'm like, ooh, that means it's possible for me too. Yay! Go, sis! going? You know, so it's really, it's about your perspective, and it's about where your focus and your energy is going. And so you've got to stay in control and direct that appropriately, right? And the second thing that I want to encourage you, number one, is to understand your unique gifts, talents, and abilities, how special you are. When you really plug in to how special you are and understand that God has a unique purpose and plan specifically for you, that helps to staff off all of that worry and anxiety, jealousy, envy, and so forth that comes from my competition. Your focus has to be on you becoming your best so that you can show up, serve, and support, encourage and empower people to the best of your ability. Number two, decide how you will create, serve, support, and empower people. How will you do it? Will you do it through speaking? Will you do it through a podcast? Will you do it through speaking engagements? Will you do it through a brick-and-mortar business, an online service-based business? How do you want to show up? What do you want to create? What do you want to produce? How do you want to make people feel? So you've got to stay focused in that. Stay focused in that area. How am I going to do my best? How am I going to give my best? Now that I, number one, understand my unique gifts, talents, abilities, I'm plugged into my passion and my purpose. So now how am I going to produce? How am I going to give life, so to speak? Okay? How will you produce? How will you give life to those unique qualities that you have? How will you produce? Okay? Number three, and I kind of insinuated yes, I kind of talked about this just a little bit on number one. Keep your attention on your path. You know, when you're a person who utilizes social media marketing and you spend any kind of time online, you see other people, again, doing this, doing that, doing the other. And you may think, oh, gosh, I need to speed up or I need to expand. And maybe you do. maybe you do. But, again, perspective. Keep the proper perspective. Say, hey, I'm really inspired. I see what this person's doing over here. I think it's time for me to step up my game in this particular area, that particular area. And be inspired. Be motivated. But don't be intimidated by others. Be inspired. Be motivated. So keep the attention once you've decided how you're going to show up and produce, how you're going to give life, you know, to the persons that God will put in your path. Then the third thing is to keep your attention on your path. Stay focused. It's very important. Let me tell you, when you do these three things, you're more in a spirit of encouragement with your colleagues in the same space, collaboration, and you give off that vibe. You give off the vibe of, you know, I'm open, you know, I'm secure. I am secure that there are enough people on the planet that we can all, you know, be speakers or coaches or web designers or branding experts or artists or whatever, and we can still all thrive on this planet. There's enough to go around, and it's having an abundance attitude as well. God has called me to this, and He'll see me through it to success. He will have me to thrive. He did not give me this vision. He did not give me these talents and abilities, these passions, to not provide a path of prosperity for me. So it's really, it's about your mindset and it's about your focus. Essentially, wrapping this up and putting a bow on it, as I like to say, you are your only competition, dear. Please stop comparing yourself to other people, comparing your path. How you show up and share your shine may be different than how Sally Sue shows up and shares her shine. And people are on different, you know, different stages of the path. And it may look like, well, gosh, it looks like so-and-so is so far ahead of me. Or she's, you know, or he is, he's got so much more. You know, again, each of us has a very unique path. So don't compare your path and your progress to the path and progress of someone else. Because again, you are not them, they are not you. This is not a race. It's not a competition. It's about you showing up as your very best, pushing yourself, pressing in and pressing on, even when it gets rough. Even when you know, you want to throw in the towel, but saying, I'm going to continue to pursue my passions and my purpose no matter what. You are your only competition. My friends, you've been tuned in to Tailored for Success with your Win in Life coach, Sharice Taylor. It is my pleasure. I can't say plum, because that belongs to Les Brown. But it is truly my pleasure. My peach pleasing. Can I say peach instead of plum? It's my peach pleasing pleasure to share with you, to encourage you and to support you in this way. I am doing virtual speaking engagements. And so please feel free to go to the website at www.iamtailoredforyou.com. Fill out the Take It to the Top form and let's talk about how I can inject some pop and some positivity into your virtual event. Until next time, my dear friends, remember this, your best is yet to come. Take care.